Here with this week's hottest stories in the investment world, this is Zach's Friday Finish Line.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Zach's Friday Finish Line. I'm Ryan McQueenie, content writer here at Zach's, along with Maddie Johnson, one of our editors.
Hello.
Today is Friday, July 1st, and we're here to recap this week's biggest stories.
So at the end of last week, a little thing called the Brexit happened.
Really? I didn't even know.
You know, hasn't really affected too much. Just kidding. So the recent British referendum favoring a departure from the European Union, it's officially on, and as a result, chaos ensued throughout the global markets. But before we get to that, however, we'll take a look at some good news, at least if you're a fan of Chipotle.
Yeah, that's right, Maddie. Of course, Chipotle trades on the New York Stock Exchange under the ticker CMG. It's finally a universal rewards program from the company, or at least the first one that I had heard of from Chipotle, as far as like something that applies to all of their restaurants.
Yes.
It actually launches today, the 1st of July. It is called the Chiptopia Summer Rewards Program. Not a super big fan of the name of it. I think they could have done something better than Chiptopia.
Yeah, it's a little cheesy.
Yeah, very cheesy. Chiptopia Summer Rewards Program. So it's going to be lasting for the next 3 months. It's based on the amount of $6 or more entrees you eat. So I guess that's basically
anything
on the menu that's not just like chips and guac.
Yeah, because I know when I order a burrito, it's at least $12.
Yeah, exactly. So it's a kind of buy X amount, get X amount free types of situations. There's different levels to it. Mm. Mild, medium, and hot. I think they're going for a salsa bun. I'm pretty sure. That one's pretty clear. So it's based on the amount of those entrees that you eat per month, I believe. So to get to the mild level, you have to eat there 4 times a month. To get to the medium level, you have to eat there 8 times a month.
Okay.
Or to get to the high, you have to eat there 12 times a month. But then they also add on, if you get to the same level for the 3 consecutive months, you get like a bigger prize.
Oh.
So I think if you get hot 3 months in a row, you get a catering, like a full catering spread.
That's pretty awesome. Because their catering spread is amazing.
Oh my God, yeah, it's amazing. But and then the medium, I think you get there's merchandise, there's free burritos, free merchandise, and then I guess the golden nugget is the catering. Invite your friends over.
So like Willy Wonka's
have a
golden
party.
Ticket.
Yeah, have a party at your house because you've eaten Chipotle 36 times over the course of 3 months, and you deserve it. And also, probably grab a gym membership after that.
Probably a good idea.
Because there's no way that's good for you.
You can go to SoulCycle.
Yeah, yes, you can. So to me, kind of stands out as a big time promotion in another way that they're trying to get customers back in the door. Still on the back of this food safety scandal. You know, we obviously heard some things a couple weeks ago about, you know, them falling off as the country's favorite, as customers' favorite fast casual Mexican restaurant, I believe was the category. They had won it 3 years in a row, and now they came in at fourth this year.
Ouch.
You know, same store sales growth is slumping. I guess people were just kind of worried about the, I mean, go figure, they're worried about E. coli and their burritos, but, you know, it's a matter of when are they going to come back in, if ever. So I think you're now seeing them trying to rely on promotions like this on a much larger scale than you've ever seen Chipotle do before.
Yeah. And I think, I'm not sure if it's going to work, if it's going to bring all the customers back, if they're going to be able to regain that status that they once held, but they're doing something.
I just want to say I will be going to Chipotle this afternoon, and I will be getting my first burrito of the Chiptopia Summer Rewards Program.
I
will say I never left. The E. coli thing didn't scare me off, so the food was too good. But yeah, that's the Chiptopia Rewards Program. If you are feeling safe with Chipotle again, it sounds like a good membership thing. So I'm definitely going to hit it up. But Chipotle this week was not the only company to launch a new promotion. Maddie, tell us about what Walmart was up to.
Yep. So Walmart, it trades on the New York Stock Exchange under the ticker WMT. So they expanded their, basically an Amazon Prime copycat called Walmart Shipping Pass. It offers free 2-day shipping on walmart.com purchases. And like Amazon Prime, you get a 30-day trial, but it's cheaper. It's about half the price at $49 per year. And it actually rolled out last summer with 3-day shipping, with free 3-day shipping. But now it has expanded to all continental U.S. states with the 2-day shipping. I don't know. I don't know about this, to be honest.
I don't know either. This is you wrote a scathing article.
I did.
Would call it. What was the headline? I'll read I think the headline was Walmart. It basically
unoriginal shipping pass.
Unoriginal shipping pass. No match for Amazon Prime.
Yeah.
So you're certainly not all.
No, I mean, I just got on the Amazon Prime train just a few months ago. Mm-hmm. Have used it religiously since, and
I have an Amazon Prime package coming today, actually.
There's no incentive for me to switch to a Walmart.
Okay, and that's shipping pass. That's membership. The thing that we have to talk about is it is. So with other things where there's some competition these days, I immediately jumped to thinking about other types of kind of clone services where it's like Uber and Lyft or, you know, having Netflix, Hulu, and Amazon Prime Instant Video. Those types of services, like I have Uber and Lyft both on my phone. I use Hulu and Netflix, like they complement each other because right. There's shows that they don't have. In this case, there would be absolutely no reason to have both of them.
No.
I guess unless you really wanted the Amazon Prime Instant Video library as well, or you use like the Prime Music service.
I mean,
but why would you ever then get the Walmart.com one?
Because Walmart, I mean, it's just starting to build up its e-commerce presence, and it has.
So they've invested over the last year or so, they've invested $2 billion in
e-commerce. A much needed $2 billion for sure. They needed to do something. I'm just not sure. I mean, I feel like they watched Amazon Prime for a while now and was like, well, this is working. Let's give it a shot.
Really well. So, okay. So at $49 a year, this is actually interesting. I don't pay for Prime. I use my roommate's mom's Amazon Prime account, which I think is fine.
it's like using your ex-boyfriend's Netflix account still.
Yeah. I don't even think that I have my own Netflix account now that you bring that up, but I'm thinking I might use like a relative's. I don't know if I pay for Netflix. Anyway.
A relative second, like removed.
Yeah. But I think that the issue here is that so you're going in at $49 a year. So about half the price is Amazon Prime, as you said. I was just actually talking to my roommate's mom recently about how much she uses Amazon Prime, and she was not even aware of the fact that there was an instant video library and music services and all these other things other than delivery. And so this is really the only way that I could see this Walmart shipping pass working is targeting people like that who use Amazon Prime purely for the 2-day shipping of products. But
I can see that.
Like, at that point, how many people are even left that just use it for shipping goods? I mean, because from what I understand, you're not getting, you know, you're certainly not getting a video streaming library. You're not getting a music library. You're not getting like the Amazon kitchen things.
No, and I also feel that
there's so much less that you're getting. It's obviously half the price, but you're getting less than half of the
things. Well, in the $49 price, I don't think that's going to last long. I mean, look at Amazon cheaper.
Yeah.
What, at $79? They started out.
I didn't even think about that.
So I feel like the $49 could become $75 a year.
Very
and it
quickly.
Could become $100 a year. I mean, I think it's just a matter of time. But I mean, Walmart has been putting a lot of time and effort into it. They're shifting inventory to those huge warehouses across the U.S. But they also need to think about all the technology, all the transportation technology they're going to have to figure out how to coordinate. They're really going to have to do
and thinking everything. And even thinking about this from an investor's perspective, it's obviously encouraging to see Walmart kind of breathe new life into their e-commerce, especially because of how we're seeing less and less people go into brick and mortar stores. But
right. And they also have the brick and mortar stores to fall back on.
Right.
It's like they've built that legacy,
which is obviously something that Amazon doesn't have. But right. At the same time, it's not like e-commerce is, you know, has ridiculously great margins where there's just so much profit. Like building warehouses, like they've been shifting their inventory to these huge seven huge warehouses, I think, throughout the United States. You know, this $2 billion investment in e-commerce from a short-term perspective is really expensive and definitely isn't something that's going to have an immediately great impact on earnings.
Right.
Because you're putting up so much money for what, you know, may or may not work out in the long run, but is definitely expensive right now.
Right.
And then you've even seen Amazon struggle to turn profits in the e-commerce area. I think their profits recently have been boosted by, you know, cloud-based things like Amazon Web Services, which has much better margins.
Yep. And they also have the fulfillment by Amazon for third-party sellers as well, that brings in commission prices for
which
them.
Is just another thing that Walmart doesn't have on the right. e-commerce side, or at least much less so. So I don't know. I'm not going to be buying Walmart Shipping Pass anytime soon. I don't go to Walmart stores either.
I only go to Walmart when I'm in the suburbs with my parents.
And so, like, I'm anecdotal evidence like that doesn't really prove anything. But at the same time, I'm not sold on whether the Walmart Shipping Pass will be an effective thing or not. So that brings us to
the Brexit.
The elephant in the room, yes, where no matter what's happening this week, there's this looming shadow where kind of it's affecting everything regardless, and that's the Brexit. So as you mentioned earlier, the United Kingdom in a national referendum by a vote about 52% leave, 48% stay, decided to withdraw from the European Union. This is the first time that a country has ever withdrawn from the European Union. I believe that Greenland, revoked their membership, but they weren't actually like an independent country at the time, something like that. First time like an actual established nation has withdrawn from the European Union since it was established. People went crazy with it, I would say. Long story short, people went crazy.
Yeah, that's a good summary.
Chaos is words I would use. Global markets, I think stocks slumped almost
across
the board. Yeah. But you were seeing anything with exposure, high exposure to the United Kingdom or the EU, especially in the financial sector, just tumbling. So Barclays was down 20%. Royal Bank of Scotland was down 22%. Deutsche Bank was down 16%. We even saw JP Morgan Chase down 5%. The British pound fell to a 3-decade low. It actually saw its worst 2-day decline in over 7 years.
Good for American tourists, though.
Yeah, sure. So there is some bright side on the other side for gold investors. Gold continued its great run this year. I think this sparked even more people to the relative safety that can be precious metals. So
do you watch Parks and Rec?
Of course.
So maybe Ron Swanson was right in his love for gold.
That's true.
We should all just start investing in gold.
That's a good point. I mean, it's up 26% on the year now. So, and typically you see gold prices go up when there's a lot of uncertainty in the market. And that would be kind of the overarching word I would use to describe the current situation of the Brexit is uncertainty. David Cameron, the prime minister, he's quitting.
He
basically
just peaced out. He's like, hashtag he's pie. Like,
I'm done with this. I'll leave it up to the next guy. It is literally exactly what's happening. So the next prime minister is going to be in charge of the withdrawal process. And I think that kind of is the main piece of evidence that shows that I'm not sure a ton of people in the UK government thought that this referendum was going to pass. Certainly the people, the leaders of the Brexit movement did not think it was going to actually do anything. They've just immediately started scaling back the promises that were made for that campaign. And now that we're on the other side of it, it becomes pretty glaringly obvious that there was a lot of misinformation in the Leave campaign. There was a lot of, as I said, promises that are definitely not going to come to fruition. Yeah.
And a lot of people who voted.
A million people.
A million people. They were
within
like,
the next couple of days.
Maybe not.
Yeah.
Maybe we should not have voted yes.
Yeah. I forgot where that story came out of. It was The Guardian or something like that. But, you know, a poll 2 or 3 days after the referendum, a million Leave voters regretted
it. Well, and they were like, well, I guess, well, you know, I voted yes, but I really didn't think it was going to happen.
Yeah.
I really don't know what we're going to do. And then Google spiked. Google searches spiked.
What
is Brexit? Yeah. What will happen if the UK leaves? It's just messy. It's messy.
Yeah. That one's all one of those ones where all you can do is just kind of shake your head.
Yeah.
As far as next steps go,
no one knows.
Really? I wish we had something better to say than that.
We just don't know.
As we mentioned, it's unprecedented. It's never happened before. Mm-hmm. There's an article in the European membership, like constitution or whatever you want to call it, that they have to trigger to kind of start the process. And they don't really know who has to do that.
Right.
Because if it has to go through Parliament, that's going to be an issue. Because in the House of Lords in the UK, which are unelected officials, to be clear, House of Lords, House of Commons, I believe, is the elected ones. They stay people in the House of Lords outnumber Leave people by 6-1. Going through Parliament is not going to be very easy if this withdrawal thing wants to happen. I think that the prime minister can kind of just get it going himself, whoever the next prime minister is going to be. But again, no one really, I think, knows what the next step is for sure. And definitely, I don't think we have a timetable figured out at all for this.
No, and I feel like if Britain does end up leaving, it's not going to be for at least 2 or 3 years.
Yeah, and that's the... It's even surprising now that we even have to phrase it like if they do end up leaving, because now it kind of seems like even though 5248 national referendum, it almost seems like there's going to be a lot of people doing whatever they can to make sure that this doesn't end up happening.
Yeah.
I think it could very easily turn into a situation where instead of a full-blown Brexit, you know, the EU makes some concessions and kind of appeases the UK a little bit and they stay around. Another idea that I've seen kicked around is that the UK will stay within the single market economic system that the EU boasts, which is the idea of, you know, free travel of goods and services and people, you know, so that to have the to minimize the economic effects.
Yeah, it seems like the EU might bring in some like Olivia Pope from Scandal people to like help manage or handle, I guess you could say, all of the issues that are coming forth from the Brexit.
Yeah, I can't remember who I heard mention it, but heard someone kick around the idea that the EU just needs to bounce back like a girlfriend who just got broken up with and they got to hit a rebound. So they need a rebound country and they need to just invite someone new to the EU, get the UK a little jealous, and then they can kind of go back to the UK and like be like, I'm sorry, like take me back.
Yeah, I'll they do can't anything. Do a Beyonce sorry. They have to do a Justin Bieber sorry.
That's right. That's right. It'll be interesting to see how it plays out. I guess I don't want to just ask the question, was this a dumb idea by the Brits?
Because it's more complicated. Because that
was very complicated. Yeah. And also, I think comes down to a lot of your political leanings. I'm also not British, so obviously
neither am I.
I think my opinion on something that affects life in the United Kingdom a little bit more directly than it affects my life.
Right.
Yeah, my opinion doesn't matter as much.
It also seems to be a kind of a young versus old.
Oh, definitely. A regional thing, an age-based thing.
Really all of the class-based things as well.
Yeah, because from my understanding of it, young people by a wide margin
really wanted to stay. Yeah.
And even breaking it down to, I think, Scotland and Northern Ireland, overwhelming majority of stay people, whereas England and Wales were leavers.
Right.
So, yeah, plus the whole four countries in one thing over there. It's weird.
I mean, I had to re-look up all, like, how the UK is even made up. I don't remember that from European history
for
class
the record,
in high school.
For the record, I did not have to look that up. Well, I knew that.
Good for you.
I took AP European History in high
school. I did too. I just must not have paid a lot of attention to that section.
Shout out to my Mr. Beach, my teacher. I will remember him for the rest of my life. I slept through half that class, but...
I did much better in AP US History. I can brag about that.
Well, maybe we'll have a national referendum in the United States soon.
Well, yeah.
We've certainly got our own crazy campaign coming
up. We do. Much to talk about there.
So, yeah, that was Brexit. We've got coverage all over the site about it, and I'm sure we will continue to cover it as the story continues to unfold. So this is certainly not going away anytime soon. Like you said, to kind of play out fully. And I'm sure stocks and whatnot throughout the world are going to keep being volatile on all of the bits of news that surround it. So definitely something that every investor needs to keep their eyes on. But yeah, I mean, it kind of just is a shrug your shoulders at this point, and we'll see.
Grab some popcorn and watch the drama unfold.
Yep. And with that, I think it wraps up our first episode here of Friday Finish Line.
Been a busy week.
Been a very busy week, and now we've got the holiday coming up. So happy 4th of July to everyone. Stay safe. Have a good time. Enjoy your families and whatnot. Do you have any big plans for the weekend?
Hopefully go to the beach.
Yeah.
Hopefully the weather will be nice and sunny. Mm-hmm. I think it will in Chicago. I don't think it's going to be any rain.
I hope so too. So we will see you next week on the Zach's Friday Finish Line.